in Simen Kuf Ayin Dalid, and we're up to Sif Beis. We'll be doing Sifin Beis in Gimel. Yayin Poter Kol Minei Mashkin. The Machaber says that when you say a Borei Pri Agafen on wine, it covers all Mashkin. Now, he didn't really say if we're talking about Bracha Rishona or Achrona, and the Ramah says, Haga Afilu Mi Bracha Rishona. Certainly Bracha Achrona, but even Bracha Rishona. So the halacha is, if you said a Borei Pri Agafen on wine, you don't have to say a shakol and any other drink that you're having at that point. Now the reason being that wine is the rosh v'rishon l'chol ha-mashkin. It is the most prominent of all drinks, and therefore all drinks are covered by the wine. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes through different conditions. The first thing is that this only works for drinks that were on the table at the time you made the bracha, or according to some, if at the time you said Borei Pri Agafen, you had explicit das for the other drinks, even though they're not in front of you, that's good enough. Some hold that if you sat down to drink wine, this was a wine drinking session, then there you don't have to have the other drinks in front of you. There they are definitely tuffel to the yayin. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that l'chatchila, you should always be choshish for the shitas that it has to be b'fanav. You should always make sure that if you're saying a Borei Pri Agafen and wish to cover all the other drinks, which you're going to have to because it's at least going to be a suffix, make sure that they're sitting there in front of you. Now, what happens if you make kiddush for other people and they don't drink the wine? They are not covered by your Borei Pri Agafen for anything other than the wine. It means Borei Pri Agafen covers the wine and all other drinks if you're drinking wine. But for people who are not drinking wine, you're just making kiddush for them and they're not going to drink altogether. The halacha is that it does not cover other drinks for them because they're not drinking at all. Not only that, but the Bir Halacha comes out that if they did not drink melo lugmav, a cheekful, which is rov revius, which is like 2 ounces, if they haven't drunk that much, then the halacha is that it's a suffik brachis, and you're better off either saying a shakol, listening to someone else's shakol, and using that for your other drinks, or take a piece of sugar and say a shakol in that, and use that to cover the other drinks. But only if you drank a malo lugmav would we say that your Borei Pri Agafen covers all the beverages you're going to have during the meal. Gimel, or this is even outside the meal. In ein lo el kos echod, manicho ad la'achar ha-maznu mevarech alav. The Mechaber holds that if you only have one cup, don't drink a cup of wine. Don't drink it during the meal. Use it for benching on. Even though we pask in the Birkas HaMazon, Ein Atun HaKos, it doesn't have to have it, but everyone agrees that the mitzvah min HaMuvkur is to bench over a kos. So the Mechaber holds that you should l'chatchila put away the wine for benching. Now, if you're thirsty, so the Mishnah Berurah says you should drink the wine during the meal. The reason being that the Levushas Shita, the Mardechai Shita is, that if you're thirsty and don't drink, then your Birkas HaMazon is only midrabanan. If you later drink, now you were Makayim Valchalta V'Savata, now you're Chayiv in Birkas HaMazon Midaraisa. So just imagine this. A person went ahead, had his meal, he didn't drink anything, he's thirsty, he benches, his benching is Midarabanan. At the end of benching, he says Borei Pri Agafen and has himself a cup of wine, he now became Chayiv in benching Midaraisa. So you're not supposed to do such a thing. You don't know, in order to avoid that situation, if all you have is one cup of wine and you're thirsty, drink that before benching and not after benching.